On with Mario Lopez.
You're on Mario Lopez. Hotline's lighting up. Waiting on hold right now. Emmy-winning actor, Mr. Bobby Cannavale. How's it going, man?
Hey, Mario. Good to talk to you. How are you, man?
I'm doing well. Nice to talk to you, too. I always always look forward when I see your name is in a credit in a project, because I know you always bring it, and it's going to be something of quality. I got to see your lovely lady the other day, Rose, for Peter Rabbit. Not too long. We were talking We're talking about the family. How's the baby, by the way? How's Rafa?
Rafa's good, man. He's he's just starting to get the whole sleeping all night thing. His brother's so good at it, you know. He has a 2-year-old brother, Rocco.
And yeah.
All that kid does is sleep. It's like 12 hours a night, then he sleeps 2 hours in the afternoon. We're trying to get Rafa on that same schedule now. It's not easy, but you know, two little babies, definitely in a whole new world.
Oh, no, I know. I'm right there with you. I feel you.
Stay awake past 9:40 p.m.
Yeah, right? Oh, my God. If you can make it past 10. Exactly. Is Rocco enjoying being a big brother?
Yeah, he is. He wakes up every morning. First thing he says is his brother's name. So we think that's cute. And it's good as long as Rafa stays away from his stuff.
Yeah, exactly. They're going to be thrown down later before you know it.
Yeah.
So obviously everything's going great personally and professionally. Couldn't be better. So much to talk about. Congrats on the movie Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle. It's now out on digital and Blu-ray. Incredibly successful. And you play the big bad boss. Were you surprised how big of a hit this has been?
I mean, I got to say I am. I mean, look, once I knew I was going to be in the movie with Dwayne Johnson, I thought, okay, the movie's probably going to do okay. You know, and I don't know, man. The combination of the name, the title of the movie, and those guys is just, I think that just was just, they hit it right. It was just a perfect combination. But no, I never dreamed that I would be in a movie that's made $1 billion.
It looked like a lot of fun to be a part of. Yeah, no, those guys were great. And you guys looked like a fun set.
It was a fun set. I mean, not to mention, you know, we were in Hawaii, so that's always nice.
Yeah.
And, you know, DJ's just such a good leader, man. You know, he's a great, great leader. And he sort of sets the tone for the kind of lightness that you see in the movie. I think DJ sets that tone, you know, between him and Kevin and, of course, Jack Black, who, you know, look, Jack Black, let's talk about him for a second. That guy's been doing such interesting work over the last, like, 5 to 10 years, you know, small movies that,
right,
you know, I've watched that maybe not a lot of people have watched, but we haven't seen him be in one of these big, huge movies in a while. And it's a great reminder of just how valuable that guy is to the culture, really, to the sort of comedic film culture. That guy is just an all-star, man. So I think people were happy to see Jack Black back and to see all those guys together, you know?
Yeah, very nice cast, too. All those guys are really cool guys. And speaking of big blockbusters, the Ant-Man sequel hit theaters this summer. May we see you again in that, or?
Yeah, you'll see me again. Of course, you know, I don't, you know, I'm like the comic relief in a way, you know, because I'm just, I don't have any superpowers, right? I'm sort of like a decent but not great cop. But really, I'm Cassie's stepfather. Yeah, so I'm, you know, I'm Paul Rudd's character's daughter's stepfather, and so I'm sort of there to provide some comic relief. But it's always fun to work with Paul Rudd. He's one of my closest friends, and I think this movie's going to be exciting, you know. I think the combination of him and Evangeline as the Wasp, and of course we've added Lawrence Fishburne and Michelle Pfeiffer, come on.
Great cast.
I think it'll be cool, yeah. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
And Bobby, you were also a big part of season 3 of Mr. Robot. Will you be doing more of that?
That I don't know yet, Mario, to be honest, but I had a great time doing that. I'm working with the creator of that show right now on a new show for Amazon called Homecoming with Julia Roberts.
Right.
So I am working with Sam Esmail, the guy who created Mr. Robot, and we're talking, you know. We're, you know, like that show, that working on that really led to working on this. But that was a great time, man. That was just such a unique, weird character. And anytime I could play something weird like I've never played before and wear a fake mustache, I'm
in. Well, you're so busy, man, because I also saw some pics of you on set with Robert De Niro for the new film, The Irishman, which I am fired up to see. So how's that going?
Yeah, bro, we just wrapped last week. It's like a 4-month shoot. It was so long. And yeah, it's just like what you would think. It's like a dream come true. It's everybody's in this movie.
Yeah.
You know, you've got Marty Scorsese directing. You got De Niro, Pacino, Joe Pesci, Harvey Keitel. You know, just a really sort of amazing cast, and then a host of others like Jesse Plemons and Anna Paquin and just a ton of people. And yeah, it's great. You know, it's sort of an epic mob story. And to get to work with, you know, to get to be in a scene with De Niro and Pesci and get directed by Scorsese is like the ultimate. You know, I grew up idolizing those guys.
And, yeah.
Here I am sharing the screen with them. And so, you know, it's just, I just keep one foot in front of the other, brother, you know, and just see what comes down the pike. You know, I honestly am not very aggressive in trying to get these things. I just, I'm just passionate about what I do. And a lot of the times I'll work with somebody on like a small scale and that'll turn into a big thing down the road. You know, I did a play with Al Pacino about 6 years ago. And while we were doing this play on Broadway, it was called Glengarry Glen Ross. And while we were doing it, we got the phone call, both of us, to be in this reading of this movie.
Oh, wow.
About 5-6 years ago. And so that's how I got involved, really. So you just never know what one thing can lead to. You know, there I was doing a play, and that led to doing this movie. But like I said, you know, I don't question it too much. I just sort of go where it takes me, and I've been really fortunate.
Well, it's been taking all these great places and awesome choices, and I know theater's still a big part of your life, and you had a great run, too, with The Hat, which has got a lot of...
Oh, you can say that on the radio?
Well, they'll probably bleep it, but I just wanted to say it.
I love it. I love saying that play, too. But that's you know, Broadway theater audiences, for the most part, demographically, skew older, let's say. And, you know, it's expensive to go to the theater, et cetera. But that was one in which it was really fun to watch, like, all the, to watch new people come to the theater, because obviously the title was a draw. Chris Rock clearly was a draw of acting on Broadway. And so we got a really good, young, and diverse audience, which was an exciting thing to be a part of. But all that paled in comparison to the old heads saying, they loved it, dude.
That's awesome. And last question, Bobby. I was excited to hear about David Chase talking about a prequel series for The Sopranos, and I automatically thought of you since you sort of took the mantle as this like young De Niro in that space, man, which you've been killing, and you were great in Boardwalk Empire and everything. And I know they haven't started casting, but have you heard the news? I wanted to get your thoughts. Would you consider being a part of it?
I just heard about it yesterday, I think what everybody else did. And yeah, I was as excited as anybody who was a fan of that. I think if the prequel's a movie, I think. I wasn't clear on that, but I think they were talking about that being a feature. And yeah, man, look, you know, that show might go down as maybe the greatest television show ever. Like, I just watched it again. That thing never gets old.
Yep.
It ages so well. I've shared it with my 22-year-old, and you know, I'll probably watch it again. So to be associated with it in any way would be a great honor. Like, you know, that thing ended just as I was starting to get work. So I missed it, you know. I just missed getting the chance to be on it. But I got to be very good friends with Jimmy, and it would be a great honor to be associated in any possible way with that thing, especially since David Chase is, you know, a genius. And all you want to do really in this business is just work with great talent, don't you? What makes you better, and that's
absolutely
what makes you excited to get up in the morning, you know.
Well you've been doing it, man. Congratulations on everything, both professionally and personally. Look forward to seeing you in person soon. And everyone, Jumanji Welcome to the Jungle is now out on digital and Blu-ray. You can follow him on Instagram at Bobby_Cannavale. Thank you so much for taking the time to call in today, man.
Hey, dude, it's always good to talk to you. Take care. Take care of the babes.
Okay, thanks, buddy.
On with Mario Lopez.